Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Everyone, this is Dr. Pamela Crane. Thank you so much for watching my show. Today I have an amazing guest. He's very sexy. His name is Luis J. Gomez.
Hi, Dr. Pamela. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me here. I'm very excited.
No problem. This is going to be a quick interview because I have a couple of other people coming in that need a lot of help.
Of course.
But one thing I wanted to discuss with you was, do you think you have a sex addiction?
A sex addiction? I think most guys do. Yeah, probably most guys have us. I mean, you know, I think sex drives us. I think, what are you doing with your tongue?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay. I think sex drives us. So, I wouldn't say a sex addiction, but yeah, I like having sex. I like having it often.
Do you feel like it makes your life unmanageable?
No, I can manage it. It's fine. It's not happening. What's going on? What is she doing?
Just try to focus on me. I'm just seeing if you're reacting, which you really are. Am
okay.
I making you uncomfortable?
No, you don't. No, you're not making me uncomfortable.
It seems just, like I am, Lewis.
It's a little bit of a strange technique.
Lewis.
Yes.
Was your mother around?
No, my mother, she was around when I was younger, but she passed when I was 22.
Ah, I see. So maybe you're looking for your mother in all of these women.
Is that what's going on?
I think so.
Okay. What are you doing with your hair?
How many different women do you think that you've been with, Lewis?
Oh, I don't even know at this point. I'm 38 years old, so I've been around.
How long have you gone without having intercourse?
I've gone not that long. Probably when I'm single, the most a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about right now?
I'm wondering what this technique is. You know, I know we said we were going to talk a little bit about, you know, sex and try to help me, but I just feel like you're being very forward with your physicality.
How come you like to spit so much?
Who told you that I like to spit?
Someone told me that.
I don't like to spit. What are you talking about?
That's what I heard.
You heard that I like to spit a lot?
What do you think that means?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a big spitter.
Really? Are you being honest, Lewis?
I'm being honest. I would never lie to you, Dr. Pamela.
You like to smack ass?
Who doesn't like to smack a little ass?
How hard?
It depends on how hard she wants it.
Why use a guillotine? That seems a little too much.
Dr. Pamela, I feel like you're being very unprofessional right now.
Why is that, Lou?
I don't know. You're coming on a little bit strong right now.
Mm-hmm. I just saw you look at my left breast.
I did look at your left breast.
I saw it.
You did.
What did you feel?
I didn't feel it.
Yes, you did. That's the large one, and I saw you look at it.
Dr. Pamela, I don't know if this is an appropriate relationship. I have a girlfriend. This is not. What are you doing to the microphone?
Tell me about VR porn.
VR porn. Okay, that's a subject. Okay, your hair's in your mouth.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever? You've never done VR porn?
No. Tell me about it. I want to. Hear about it.
Well, it's like you're watching porn, but you put a headset on and you're in the room with the person, so you can.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very realistic.
Harder.
Tell you harder? You're in the room with the person,
no.
And you can feel it. Yeah. It's like she's right there in the room, or he. You could do a man as well.
Who's the person?
It's whoever you want. You choose different people.
Really?
Really.
So I could choose a big black man?
You can choose big black man, yes.
With a big Asian dick?
I don't know that that's... no, I don't think that they have big black men with big Asian dicks.
You can't make them multiracial?
I'm sure if you really search for a half black, half
I'm
Asian...
I'm choking myself without using my hands.
Yeah, this is a lot. What was that?
I spit for you.
What the fuck was that?
Did you like that, Lou?
Did
you like that L?
I kind of liked it. I'm not going to lie, Dr. Pamela.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on my show. I think I'm going to try that VR porn.
You should try some VR porn. It's very realistic. It's a whole new level of pleasuring yourself. I really do appreciate it.
Rope. Yes.
Yes?
Rope. Mm-hmm. So what I hear you saying is rope.
Rope.
Mm-hmm. You're projecting. So, Lewis, I want you to plug what you have. Just plug it. Plug it! Plug it!
All right, you guys can check out all of my podcasts right here on Guest Digital. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Real Ass Podcast, and Gomez Watches Seinfeld. And, yeah. Look out for me live somewhere in the future.
Everyone follow Lewis. He is so multi-talented. Thank you so much for being a guest, Lewis.
Rope, thank you.
I'm going to fuck him. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to my show. I am so turned on now. You're hot, Lewis.
Thanks.
Very hot.
You're hot too, Dr. Pamela. Mm-hmm.
I heard you're great in bed.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Well.
Mm-hmm. I'll meet you in the waiting room.
I'll see you out there.
Have a sniff. Then I have the goldfish. You know what those.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a vape.
Oh, what's that?
That's a vape. That's,
Is that pot?
Nicotine.
Oh.
Which one of these do you like the best?
It's not pot.
It's not pot.
You sure it's not a drug?
I promise.
I don't do drugs.
I know that. You're just like this. I get that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pick a thing that you like the most.
Gummies.
The gummies. Okay. So I'm going to hold the gummies in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to say on me, and I want, look at me right now. And then I want you to look at my nose while I count to three, but try not to look at the gummy. Are you ready?
I'm having a hard time not looking at the gummy.
I get that. I'm going to put it under the table for a second.
Okay.
Now you're looking at me, right?
Uh-huh.
Now here's the gummy. Now can you look back at me? On me. On me. One, two, three. Good girl. Good girl. You know what? That's good. Here you go. Use your lips part. There you go. That was good. Drink some water.
From the bowl?
From the bowl. Stay hydrated. There you go. Drink it from the bowl. There you go. Be careful because you have electrical things on your head. Yep. Good girl. That was great.
Okay. That was delicious.
That was great. How's your behavior with the other people in the studio?
What do you mean?
Let me say it again and more clearly. How's your behavior with the other people in the studio? Are you nice to those
you
people?
You mean with my help?
Sure. A little bit aggressive. Okay, hang on a second.
Coffee for her.
Oh, Alex has coffee for you.
Alex!
Why
did you put in the coffee?
Hang on a second. Alex, let me help you with this.
Mm-hmm. Alex!
I think we're, yeah. Hang on.
Alex, what did you put in the coffee?
See, Justin, I get frightened.
She gets scared. I got it.
Alex,
hang on 1 second. I'll be right
why
there.
Why did you put in the fucking coffee?
Milk in it like you asked.
What are you putting on me?
This is okay. This is just okay. Watch your headphones. Lift your head up.
Dustin!
Lift your head up.
Dustin!
Can you pull your hair up? Can you pull your
hair
up?
No, normally the nanny does that.
Can you pull your hair up?
No.
Don't touch it!
Stay right there for a second.
I'm healing triggered. What do you say?
Put this on here. Hang on one second. Let me just.
Did you grind the almonds?
Oh, this is a hard one.
For the milk?
Yeah. Did you make that milk yourself?
Now, hang on one second.
I bought it from Whole Foods.
Oh, fuck.
Now, listen. Hang on. You good here?
I have to go to heaven, then. This is not professional.
This is, you know what? I'm going to come over here. Okay.
Justin, now, what are you doing?
So, I'm just going to keep.
Are you sure this is going to help me?
Sure, this is going to help you. I'm going to want to keep a little bit of control here.
Okay.
Now, listen.
Ow!
No. I'm not going to do this hard. You feel right here? Okay. Now, Alex is going to bring you the coffee because she's being nice. Wait. She's being nice.
Alex, so when she, listen.
Good girl. When she brings you the coffee, right, I just want you to smile at her and say thank you. And if you get a little rough or a little loud with her, I'm just going to give you a little tap on this leash. But if you're good, you get another gummy. You get the coffee and the gummy. On me. Focus. On me.
Oh, my God. If you put those words together, it's cummy.
You can have that, too, after the show.
That's what we should name this episode, Frank. Cummy with Justin Silver. Okay?
Everyone's
Do you hear me? Excuse me, Justin, one second. Do you hear me? Cummy. Okay? Cummy! You hear me?
Okay. Go ahead, Alex. Bring her the coffee.
Hurry.
Good. Be nice. Nice. Say thank you.
Quick on next
time! No. We're gonna do that again. Let's do it again. Can you put the coffee up again, Alex, for me? Don't. Next time. Look at the gummy. Look. The gummy. She's gonna bring you the coffee and you're gonna say thank you, Alex. Okay?
Fine.
Why don't you say it now? Say thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Right.
The problem is she bit me once before.
Alex, you don't have to tell him about the past.
You don't have to get nervous.
Alex, you're...
If you're calm, if you stay calm, she'll stay calm. I got her. Ready?
Such a drama queen.
Okay, let's be nice now.
So, Alex, you constantly start trouble in this podcast studio.
Let's be a little...
It's not funny. Stop laughing.
You know what?
Fatty.
Wow.
You fat fuck. Man. You're fatter than us. Alex, you're fatter than... Careful with my throat. One day a dick has to go in there.
Valid point. Alex is going to bring you the coffee, and then you're just going to, and we're going to do this really quick. She's going to drop it. You're going to say thank you, and then you can start to yell when she leaves the room. Fair?
Fair.
Fair. Go ahead, Alex. Relax.
Here you go, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Say it again. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can leave.
Good girl.
Big bitch.
That was good. That was so good. Very good.
Don't forget to drink water. Don't forget to drink water.
I'm too thirsty.
There you go.
But go easy on that. Go easy on that. Exhale. There you go. Wow, you're doing great. I mean.
Grandma, don't give them your art. I want your art. It's not a shower. It's gas. Don't go in the oven.
Stay present. There you go.
Okay.
Good girl.
Do you want your vape back?
Sure.
I'm not giving it to you back because I'm a rich girl and it's mine now.
That's okay. You can have it. Can I have it back now?
No.
Cool. Do you want a gummy?
Yeah.
Can I have the vape back? Good girl. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck
See?
You!
Yeah.
This isn't the way to train me. I get everything I want, Janice.
Janice?
Yeah.
Oh. Can you catch this with your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Can you catch this with your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Can you?
Uh-huh.
Ah! I was just kidding. Oh, let's do it again.
Oh, my God. Call my Uncle Bernie. He's a doctor. I need medical attention right away.
I'm Jewish, too. Call my uncle. He's a lawyer.
Hold on. I have to talk to Alex.
Okay.
Alex, get over here right now, bitch. I need you to wipe up my face. I have sugar on it.
Don't bite her.
Get your hand.
Get.
I got it. Off.
Justin, be careful.
Off.
I'm really important.
Off.
I'm the biggest podcaster in this digital network. Here. I'm sorry, Alex.
You wipe her face and I'll.
Alex
here.
Looks really upset. Get over it.
I'm going to distract her with the treat while you wipe her face.
I'm just gonna do your shirt too, Mandy.
Look up.
Okay.
Good girl. Good girl. Okay. That was really good.
I mean, that was really, really fucking good, man.
I'm so sorry, Alex. Let me just do an apology because I'm learning how to make amends.
Okay.
Alex. I'm really sorry for treating you like that. I didn't mean it. Oh, you're coming in? You can come in. I won't bite you.
I know what you want.
I'm so sorry. Let me just say I'm sorry, okay?
Okay.
Alex, I really apologize. Let me just say it a little faster. I'm learning to talk faster, okay? I'm sorry for being a bitch. I'm learning to be a little finer. I'm so sorry for tuning in. I'm biting you. I'm sorry. I won't do that again. I'm fuck my ass, okay?
Good girl.
Yes. I forgive you. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Okay.
Good girl. One more time. Close your mouth when it hits the mouth. Good girl.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Good girl. That was great.
Why do I close my mouth when it comes close?
You should close it after. You want to do a few more?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Here, I'll make it a little easier. There you go. Good girl.
I think I have a concussion.
That was really good.
That was really hard on my brain.
That's okay.
I'm short circuiting.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm fine.
Hey, what's up? It's Matt. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle will still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. Fuck yeah! So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're gonna have so much fun looking at car parts! So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Disgusting Hawk. rockauto.com. Let's get back into it. Yeah! You look hot in anything, Rosebud.
Thanks.
You'd even look cool in the dead person's skin.
That's the sweetest thing anybody's ever said to me.
It's true.
I'm gonna cry.
You'd even look hot in a dying person's skin.
Like your mom.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Is the title of this Fuck Yeah?
Yeah!
That's great. Good title.
It's called Fuck Yeah!
That's a great title.
Cool. Don't you think it'll do good?
I think it'll, yeah. Yeah, where's this?
I hope you like it.
Me too.
I think you're gonna become a star if you're in if you're in my script. Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Yeah!
All right.
So I'm going to ask Frank to read the other parts that aren't our parts.
The stage directions.
Yeah!
Cool.
Frank, you ready?
I'm ready, Matt.
Cool.
Interior, gas station, night.
Poetic.
Cool.
Matt the Man Sweeney, male, 25, badass dude with strong muscles.
Yeah.
Stands alone near the mini mart counter, holding a massive gun.
Yeah.
He's wearing a really cool outfit with an American flag bandana.
I hoped I would never have to use this. Violence is not the answer until now.
In walks Dandelion. Female, 22, hot, big tits, juicy lips, and blonde hair that reminds me of my mom's silk kimono. She seems scared.
What are you doing here, lady? Don't you know there's terrorism happening all over the place? It isn't safe.
I know. My whole family's been murdered by terrorists.
Well, my mom always used to say life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
What a coincidence. I just came here for a box of chocolates. The terrorists have blown up all of the grocery stores. It's nice to have a man around.
Say hello to my little friend!
Matt hands Dandelion a box of chocolates. The little dangly bells on the gas station door jingle. In comes a menacing terrorist.
Who's reading the terrorist?
Matt grabs Dandelion by her waist and boobs and hides her behind the gas station
counter. Wait, why does he grab her by her boobs?
Just go with it, Rosebud.
Okay, sorry.
Cool.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
This feels like a lot of other scripts, Matt. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of lines from...
No, it's very different. Just go with it, man.
Okay.
Come on. You want to get a job or what?
Okay.
Matt grabs his gun and shoots the terrorist dead between the eyes without looking.
More will come.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I've been blowing up terrorists... since the whole shitstorm started.
A band of 10 terrorists enters. Dandelion ducks under the counter. Matt grabs his trusty gun and pulls the trigger, but it's out of bullets. The terrorists start spraying bullets in Matt's direction. Matt backflips over the counter, amazingly avoiding hundreds of bullets.
Are you going to be doing all of these yourself? All these backflips and...
No, my cousin Stevie is.
Oh, okay.
What a cool dude. Cue the Jimi Hendrix cover of the Star Spangled Banner. Matt kicks the nearest terrorist gun out of his hand and flexes his muscles as the gun spins through the air in slow motion. Matt catches the gun and shoots the terrorist right in the dick. Fuck yeah.
This is Sparta!
Matt, this is literally a line from another movie. These are all lines from different movies.
No, they're all my lines, man.
No, I'm telling you, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. That's from some old 40s movie that I can't remember. This is Sparta. That's from another movie. Make him an offer. He can't refuse. That's from The Godfather. You're taking lines from The Godfather.
No.
No?
No, not at all.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
Go on.
Matt sprays bullets at the rest of the terrorists.
Yeah.
But the gun runs out of bullets with one terrorist left standing.
Holy shit.
Matt does a front flip and scales the wall to get to the final terrorist.
Okay, but it's really Stevie.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Matt raises his muscular arm and punches the terrorist straight through the chest and tears out his heart.
You're a disease! And I'm the cure!
Dandelion applauds as the Star-Spangled Banner comes to an end.
You're an American hero.
Well, nobody's perfect.
What? Okay, what's your name anyways?
Sweeney! Matt Sweeney!
Hello, Matt. I'm Dandelion.
The wind blows and Dandelion's left titty pops out of her blouse. So fucking
okay,
hot,
hold
man.
On a second. The wind blows and her tit pops out?
Yeah, it's a strong wind. fucking hurricane, man.
That's not going to lift a woman's tit out of her bra. What kind of wind is going to do that?
We got that. We're going to get that fucking machine. Lewis will get it. He's going to fucking produce this.
Okay.
We'll get that fucking huge fucking fan.
Okay.
From Hollywood's.
All right.
And your tit will plop out. Lewis has a lot of connections. Lewis fucking Gomez. He's the man, the king.
Yeah.
Fucking Gas Digital.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my tit pops out, then yeah. You say,
"You had me at hello."
Okay. Oh, Matt, kiss me.
Yeah!
Matt and Dandelion make out.
Hot.
Matt's penis gets rock hard, and you can start to see its outline through his pants. They pull away for a moment.
You complete me.
Matt, make love to me. I want you to suck on my tender bazungas. Put your manly hands all over me.
Matt and Dandelion start having dirty sex all over the gas station on top of the bodies of their enemies. It's really nasty, but you could tell there's potential for a long-term relationship, and Dandelion can't stop coming. End scene.
Wow. Wow. Matt. I truly have no idea what to say.
Do you like it? I think it could get an award.
It's safe to say it's already won a lot of awards, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Tony?
Yeah, something like that.
I was thinking of making one of the parts a musical number, like when your tit flies out.
Yeah.
With the wind?
Yeah, they say you should sing when you're overcome with emotion in the theater. So that would make a hell of a song.
Do you mind if, like, when the wind's blowing and your tit flies out, you sing that line?
Sing what line? My tit fell out?
Yeah, maybe like, my tit fell out.
My tit fell out.
That's good.
The wind's too strong.
Like it.
And my tit's all over the place.
Hold on.
Okay, well, Matt.
What?
You can't jerk off while I'm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have to stay professional.
All right, cool.
Did you put it back?
Yeah. I just have to poke it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like an elevator button.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cool.
Cool. Well.
Will you be in it?
Yeah, I will. I'd be happy to.
But you're like really popular right now. You'll be in my movie.
I'm happy to be in this movie.
Could you get someone else to be in it too, like Bill Burr?
Yeah, I'm sure Bill Burr would do this.
Cool. Do you think someone like
I don't know that I could do it. I couldn't make him do it. I don't even have his number.
Do you think he'll produce it?
I thought you said Lewis was producing
it. I need someone bigger, like with a bigger name than Lewis. Don't repeat that.
But you just called him the king.
Well, I know, but I have to say that because I'm on his network. But can you get like Bill Burr or someone bigger to like put their name on it?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to do my best. I'll do my best.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to fuck?
No. Matt.
What?
We're coworkers.
That's true. I don't want to ruin that relationship.
Yeah, it's a strong relationship that we have, that we've established.
Do we have to do, like, Meisner shit? I learned about that on Google.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. We could do some Meisner.
We're supposed to get angry at each other and then go into a scene?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Fuck you!
Oh, you want to do it right now?
Yeah!
Fuck you, Matt!
Fuck you, man!
Fuck you! This doesn't feel good.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
What else should we talk about?
I'll be honest,
salami?
Matt, it feels like if I say fuck you to you enough times, you will start to cry.
No way, man!
Yeah. It feels like inside, you actually are really sad.
No!
It feels to me like deep down, you have a lot of pain.
I hate women!
See, that's the pain talking.
You're all fucking annoying!
Yeah, that's something that you hear when a man is confronted by his own emotions.
Tits!
Tits?
Yeah, fucking tits. Make me a sandwich.
Matt?
Rub my feet!
Matt, this is all your internalized.
Iron my shirt!
You're internalizing your pain.
Shut up!
You're shoving it down.
Fuck off!
You're gonna be riddled with cancer.
You're a whore!
If you don't keep, if you don't let your emotions out.
Have my baby!
Matt.
Suck my dick!
What'd you say?
Suck my dick!
Did you just say, suck my dick?
Suck it!
Shuck it?
I'm not a fucking clam. Put on makeup!
Matt, I already put on makeup. It's hurtful for you to say that when I already put on a full face of makeup.
Wear a sundress! Do your hair!
I did my hair!
Your brain's too small!
My brain is too small?
You're dumb!
I'm not dumb, Matt.
Stop having periods!
You want me to stop having periods?
You bleed! You're disgusting!
You're telling me to make you a baby and to stop having periods.
Yeah! Fucking pig!
You realize those two things can't happen without each other.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you know that?
Have a baby without bleeding!
Do you know why a woman gets her period?
Why?
So that she can have babies.
You stink! Shave!
I did.
Let me see!
All right.
Yes.
I shaved 3 weeks ago.
No! Put your leg... Oh, I thought you were going to show me your snatch.
No, I wouldn't show you my snatch.
I don't care about your fucking leg. What makes you think a man wants to see your leg?
A lot of men want to see my leg.
I just want to see your head and your pussy. And maybe your asshole when it's clean.
Well, good luck, because I don't wash back there.
All right.
I leave it dirty.
All right.
For real men.
Wow. When was the last time you cleaned it?
The last time I cleaned my asshole was when a priest told me to.
Wow. That's deep, man.
Yeah, he said he wanted to clean it off so he could whisper prayers into it.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
I don't know. He just, all I heard was... Like that.
Did you get one of those wafers after?
No.
That sucks.
I know. I was hungry.
I bet he wasn't.
He was full.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Well, Judy, I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, I'm
and
so excited.
And I would love it if you would, I guess, come back and show us your baby.
Oh, my God. You know, I have to get this out of the way. One last memory.
Yeah,
okay.
I would
You're
going to
be mad at me, but remember when we went to North Carolina on that trip, the choir's trip?
Oh, no. Don't tell
come
that story.
Come on. We were tripping all night long.
No, don't.
Oh, my God. Remember when we scissored? Oh, my God. I didn't know you were so flexible.
Don't tell
we tripped all night long. I didn't even know what tripping was.
Please.
We invented it. And all the kids are like, oh, scissoring. Oh, my God. I have to call my friend Vivian and tell her we started that.
Judith, please.
Oh, come on. What are you going to do?
Hold on a second. Kids, I never scissored with Judith.
She did.
Never. We never scissored. She wanted to, and I said, no, your grandmother is not a dyke.
She's
I would never scissor. I never went that way.
Well, nowadays, you can do it all. You don't have to do one thing. You can do it all.
Well, I accept you no matter what you are, even if you go by they. I don't understand.
What's that?
Well, if they want to be two people, it's okay with me.
Well, we were one person that night. I tell you that.
No, we weren't.
We combined so hard. I've never come so hard in my life. I was shaking.
Judith,
for days.
Please.
I could feel the orgasm still after. Like in the next day when I was having breakfast, I shook a little bit. And I thought, oh my God.
Judy,
I'm
please.
Still having an orgasm.
That wasn't me. That was Ruth.
Oh my God, Ruth. I would never. She never shaved her pubes, absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, please, Judith.
She had a huge bush.
Judith!
I'm not into bush.
There's children listening,
oh,
for God's
sake. What
are you
going to do? They know. The kids know. They watch it on TV.
Shuck it, Bavaka, sure. All right.
Well, this
I never
incredible.
Scissored with you,
okay? Okay,
nor
right.
did I hammer or screw.
All right. But, oh, my God, you did eat me out that one time in Florida.
Judy,
you
I
went down
I
on me. I thought, oh, my
you.
God.
I never went
you
down.
You motorboated my butt. My pussy.
I never motorboated you. I can't
I thought,
even
oh
say
God.
That word.
Oh,
please.
My God.
Judith, I never did that to you.
I didn't even know the feelings
never.
I had until you went down on me that night. And I thought,
Judy,
oh, my
please,
God.
Judy, please. You're
I'm
being
alive.
Very. You're lying. You're lying in my studio.
How would I have all the details?
What details? I never put my face.
On me. You put your hands up and you jiggle my tits.
I did not. I did nothing
and you said,
of the sort.
Oh, I love the juices in my mouth. And I thought, oh
Judy,
my God, that's
please,
so graphic.
You're telling lies. Children,
I
never did this to her. I never ate her. I never went down
she
on her.
She did. She ate it like a CPK lasagna.
I never. Judy.
She ate it like she was a starving child in Africa. Like she
Judy,
had eaten days.
Please, this
what, are you alone in an island? Oh my God, are you starving?
Judy,
have a meal.
How could you say such a thing? There's kids with flies flying around them and you're saying such
a thing. That's how you were until you got a meal.
Judith, please.
You had a large plate of fish, if you know what I mean.
I think this pregnancy is making you crazy.
Okay.
All right. This is enough already with the lies. All right.
Who's this little bunny right there?
Judith, please. It's a lady
is this
walking
a grandma?
Into the studio.
Oh my God, is this one of your grandkids? She's hot.
No, she's not. Please,
oh my God,
Judith.
She's not even wearing a bra.
Judy,
I can see her tiny nipples through her shirt.
You're disgusting at this point.
She's got tattoos, which means she likes fingers in her butt.
Judith, you're horrible.
You love it.
If you want.
You love it.
If you want to come back to the studio.
I want to come back?
Judith, you and I...
I'm in wild. I'm sorry. You're right.
You and I have never been sexual.
Okay, well, we didn't call it sexual, but we definitely we came, we saw.
All right, I've had enough of this.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, my nose is running because I did a tiny bump of cocaine before I got here.
Judith, what's wrong with you?
God,
you do drugs
I'm living.
Before you see me?
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. Gavoltish.
You look incredible, though. If you want to take a tiny trip to the bathroom.
Now what? Judith.
A
please.
Tiny trip to the bathroom.
I don't.
We could just rub our tits together.
I don't.
Call it
a
friendship.
With women.
What? All right.
I'm into men.
Well, I could put on a mustache.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Oh, my God.
You're a disgusting.
Oh, my God. You're disgusting. I don't want you.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. Come on. Come on. Oh, I upset you. You're
no.
mad at me now?
We'll talk after.
All right.
Thank you for coming in. I love you.
I'm very busy. I have a gynecologist appointment. I got to check in. It's my 3-week appointment. I'm getting my dates all messed up.
It's all right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you
on
so
your,
much.
Whatever's inside of you.
Mazel.
And I want to tell you I love you. You'll always be my friend.
First woman that you've been with.
Okay. Stop it already.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for
Thank
coming
you.
And watching and being mm-hmm. a fan of my show.
I had so much fun.
Where Please? Can they find you?
Oh, my God. So I have a podcast.
What is it called?
It's called Jaded. I'm wearing a necklace that says Jaded. Did you see it?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Very
this?
Pretty. It's beautiful.
I had to get it from a friend who's a pimp. And yeah, they can find me on social media, J Catapretta. You know how to spell it.
All right. That's wonderful. You're very talented. That voice is unbelievable.
Oh, thank you.
And you look great. All right. I'm Vivian Eisenstein. Thank you so much for watching and listening to the show. You're wonderful. I love you.
Can you pump in without us hearing it, but can you pump into her headphones just some Pink Floyd? Some Dark Side? Great.
Yeah. You mean like I'll hear it, but they won't?
Yeah, the audience won't have to hear it because of copyright situations, but you'll be able to hear it.
Is
fine.
It playing yet?
Yeah, it's playing.
It's playing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. They made that for you.
I wish you were here.
We are here.
We're just three raccoons singing in a fishbowl year after year.
I gotta look up the lyrics.
Singing over the same semen. Have you heard? You see my fear. Well, I wish you were speared. Ari?
Yeah.
Why
yes,
didn't
Mandy.
You take asparagus too?
I figure I would shaman you, and I would just like show you what it's like for your first time. I got some other stuff to do today, so it's not really my day. I just took some with my friend a couple days ago. So
what did you see?
I saw pretty lights and some wavy davies.
What's a wavy Davy?
It's when you're looking at like shapes on the wall and like the bricks and they kind of like move. You know, like you ever see these bricks and just have it? Wait, where's like things like this and then it just like kind of moves, you know?
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, right? Isn't it strange?
Oh my God. You know what I just saw?
What? I'm always interested in thoughts like this.
Michelle Obama's tits.
In these?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're nice.
They are nice. I bet she's got perky ones.
She does.
You've seen them, I guess.
Yeah. She has a nipple ring.
Michelle Obama has a nipple ring?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a candy corn.
It's like the nipple's a candy corn or the
ring?
The ring. Okay. Interesting. Show the people what you took. Show them
Look, everyone.
Yeah.
Look, it's the menorah.
It's like
should I take some more?
I would not if I were you.
I don't but I'm hungry.
Yeah, I still would not.
What's the big deal?
No, Mandy, please don't.
A little.
You have the right amount.
I want to get more. I'm really tripping.
Yeah.
I'm tripping balls.
That's right. That is.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal if I take more.
I would not.
A little?
No, Mandy, do not. Mandy, do not. Mandy, do not. Mandy, you can lick it if you want. Mandy, do not. Mandy, no.
Just a little.
Okay, that's enough. No, Mandy, no.
It's fine.
Oh, no.
I'll be fine.
Yes, you'll be fine. Alex, you're going to have to stay here. Wugga.
Hey, that was delicious.
Away for you.
I'll be totally fine.
Wow.
How long does it take to kick in? Because I took the other one a little before, but is this really strong?
You took like, you just took like three times what I gave you before.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm heavy. Doesn't it, like, I have padding.
No, there's no relation to weight with how this kick.
Really? I feel like it would just like store differently inside of you.
Listen, Mando. Mando Commando, I am not going to be here when that is fully kicked in, but I need you to know.
How long will it take?
It's going to take about 45 minutes for you to kick up a notch.
I kind of feel it already.
Oh, that's from the last. That's from the... Okay, calm voice. Mandy, no matter what happens, no matter what you're feeling, I want you to know this. You're going to be fine. No matter what thoughts you have, you're going to be fine. But just keep it happy, dude. No. You're going to be fine. You're fine now. Hey, I heard you're getting a better Hanukkah present this year than fucking...
What am I gonna get?
What did you want?
Last year, my father got me an island.
Okay.
This year, I want him to get me a planet.
A planet?
Uh-huh.
I think you're getting...
Do mushrooms make you shit?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a big one brewing.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna spray.
Really?
Yeah, that you're going to have at least one of your fucking live-in maids quit over what you're about to do to the toilet. Yeah, it's going to be wild.
I hope it's not Letitia because she is so efficient.
Yeah, tell Letitia to say take off because she's not going to be happy.
Hold on, Letitia, take off! She can't hear me. She's in the mansion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe you'll get a planet this year. Yeah, you're okay. Happy thoughts.
Which planet should I ask for?
I wouldn't go with Pluto because I've heard that's not a planet and you deserve more than that.
Pluto's not, huh?
Yeah, the new research. Can you believe it?
Who said Pluto's not a planet?
Scientists.
Who? Dr. Fauci?
Dr. Fauci's one of them.
Is he a cunt?
I don't know. Did you hear there's new Dancing with the Stars and Dr. Fauci and the black scientists are both in it?
Are you... serious?
Yeah. They're both
Dr. dancing. Fauci's gonna dance.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci's gonna dance and Philip Seymour Tyson is gonna dance.
Who's Philip Seymour Tyson?
He's a scientist.
I love chicken.
Yeah. He's a scientist and he comes from his chicken fortune. So it's gonna be great. And their dance partners are Nikki Glaser and I forget who the other one is.
Nikki Glaser, who's that?
She's the comedian who brushes her hair. Shroom Fest is August 21st and 23rd. So if you want a great time, just fucking get some mushrooms. Look for them now. It'll take a while.
Is Nikki Glaser was on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, she's coming back as a dancer only and not as a star. They kind of come back like The Bachelor, eventually becomes whoever becomes The Bachelor. You know, if you're like a bachelorette, you become the next. you're gonna have a nice dump today.
So have you always been a Jew?
Yeah, pretty much since I was born. I used to be religious, and now I'm not.
Who cut off your dick?
It's not exactly that, but it was a Moroccan rabbi, Rebbe, Rav Machlis. And he chopped it off. Gave a little.
With what?
A ceremonial blade. Walk the audience through how you're feeling now.
I just felt like dancing.
Nothing should stop you then.
I'm so fucked up right now.
Yeah, well, you're doing great.
I'm tripping off my tits, my balls, and my tail.
Yeah, you're handling it better than a lot of
my tits. I haven't had a tail since today, and it feels really long.
Yeah?
Wagon. Yeah, like a dinosaur.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it feels like it's dragging behind me.
Well, you're not moving, so...
But I am moving.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What is time?
Want to ride?
What?
What?
What do you think time is?
Time is, it's the capturing of the moment. Ask me something else, Genevieve.
It's all right. Okay. If you could do anything in the world with your, what's your sister's name? Panjo? Pandy?
Pandy.
Pandy?
Pandy.
Pandy. What would you do with her? That's fun to say, huh? Mandy and Ben. Bernie.
I feel like this is such a soothing podcast for people to listen to.
I think they'll be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you care about your listeners, and you do care about them, right?
Are you trying to kill me?
I'm not. Don't go down this road.
All right.
I'm not.
What did you ask me? What's my favorite thing to do with pun?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess there's been times when Pandy and I have held each other in the wilderness and thought about different orbs.
Just kind of become one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. One time we fingered each other in the Berkshires. Don't tell anyone.
I won't. It won't leave this little room.
Thank you. Was that a gorilla?
Right here?
No.
Oh, yeah, but he's gone now.
Okay. Because I have a banana in my bag. Should I hide it?
Better be safe than sorry. Hide the bag, I would say. You don't really have a bag, though. I think you're good.
Where's my bag?
It's the gorilla has it now. I think it's fine. What, anything in there?
This whole room is a bag.
In a way. In a way, you're not wrong, Mandy.
That's so true.
Right?
Yeah, like we're all in a big bag.
Yeah, inside a bag of the earth.
That's so true. This room is in a bag in the building.
Yeah.
The building is a bag within the street.
Yeah.
The street is a bag within the town.
Town of New York.
And the town is in a bag within the state.
Uh-huh.
The state is in a town within the country.
Yeah.
The country. It's in a bag. Is in a bag within the world.
The world.
The world is in a bag within the universe.
Yeah.
And the universe is in a bag within God.
Wow.
And God is in a bag within cares.
No, that's the fucking secret to the whole life. You just had it. God is a bag within. You were right there.
With what, though?
I don't know. Ah, fuck.
God is in within a bag within.
Mandy, I have a theory that when you're on mushrooms or on psychedelics, you can see the fucking truth of the universe. And I feel like you were right on it, and you were able to translate it to me, and you were right fucking on it. We almost had it.
But what would God be in a bag within?
What would God be a bag within? What would God be a bag within? offer a suggestion?
Yeah.
What if God is in a bag within you? And then keep it going.
That's so powerful. Yeah. I've never felt so tingly inside and seen. God is within a bag within me, and I am in within a bag within
the room.
The room.
In the room.
The room is in a bag within the building.
Yeah.
And the building is within a bag within the street.
Yeah, yeah.
The street is within a bag within the city.
Yeah.
The city is within a bag within the state.
Huh.
The state is within a bag within a barn.
Sorry. No,
the state is within a bag within the country.
Yeah. You could skip some of these steps, but keep going.
The country is within a bag within the world.
Yeah.
Should I take more?
No, you should not take more.
Why?
What?
Why? The other chunk I just ate isn't even
It wouldn't have kicked in yet. It wouldn't have kicked in yet. It
Will
wouldn't
it have soon? Kicked in. It doesn't even work. I don't even feel anything anymore.
I'm positive you feel something.
I haven't even seen any images.
Mandy, I haven't hung out with you much, but I got to assume you're not this way all the
time. Did you see that?
What?
I just saw something fly across the clock. Did you see it?
Saw something fly across glaucoma?
No. What's that? I saw something fly across.
I don't think it was.
I did. Did you see it?
I did not. I did.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen
like
in my whole day.
Eye? Yeah. Yeah.
It was really big.
Yeah.
And it had red eyes.
Oh. It's not there. It's gone. It's
and a huge asshole.
Oh.
You know how I noticed its asshole? Because his asshole said, "Hi, Mandy."
Straight out of his asshole.
Have a great day. Within that time that it ran.
That was quick as fuck.
Yeah.
And you were able to get all that.
Yeah. And I think it wants me to eat more chocolate.
It's a positive, and it does not. Oh, jeez. For those listening and not watching, you're going to hear some silence for a bit.
Sorry, everyone who's just listening and watching. But I'm feeling a little more out of it now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's probably
it's starting to hit me a little more at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I'm becoming a little more mature at this moment.
Oh, you're evolving.
I feel that I've grown.
Yeah.
And it's time to take more responsibility for who I am.
Wow, you sound like a canceled chef.
Yes. Yeah. The cheese today is from Vermont. It's an aged cheddar, and it's Blue Point.
Okay. That's great. It's meditative.
You may want to add some vinegar and horseradish.
What are you into, Mandy? I don't know you that well. What are you into? What do you do with your friends?
Oh, my friends and I like to sit around and play Scrabble.
That's what I was thinking of Scrabble because it's over there.
Did I say Scrabble right?
Let me think again.
What made you laugh so hard?
This way you scrabbled the letters. And it's also a game where you have different letters.
Do you like to play Scrabble?
Love it. My grandmother used to play with me before she passed away, before she like moved away. Let's go. And then, I used to play Scrabble all the time. It's super fun. You don't have to know that many words. And you can just guess a word and make some.
I'm going to throw you letters. Let's play without the board.
Oh, great. What do you got?
AVIJRC blank blank.
Oh. Aviary?
Perfect. I'm going to build a word around it. Okay. Throw me some letters.
B-E-S-T-N-A-V-E-L-M-N-O-Q-S and hold on, R.
Firefighter.
Oh, sick. 72 points. You're up. You're up 72 to 14.
Here we go.
Okay.
PQ colon 79 4.
Chrysanthemum.
I'm you're building brilliant.
Off the left of the sea and the yeah, off the firefighter.
Okay, cool. Okay. Throw me one.
V S and then six more V's.
Vivacious.
That's a good word. Damn, you're quick too.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna throw you one.
Okay.
Judaism, anti-Semitic, 44, 9, semicolon, 22, 98, oh. Holocaust.
Oh, interesting. Well, you made this game quite tough. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm just resting.
That's fair. Hey, you look like one of those people that had their throats taken out, and you can like talk like this.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Don't make the same mistakes that I made.
My name is Mandy.
Oh,
I have one eye.
I lost my eye to cancer. Take mushrooms, not cigarettes.
I lost my eye too.
Smoke with your eye?
I poked it out myself because I hate myself.
No. Hi, Mandy.
You're a dumb idiot. You're
no,
stupid.
Stop that. Don't do the other one. You need that one. Oh, Mando.
Is it okay if you shit yourself in your own studio?
I'll call Ralph.
Alex?
No, Mandy, it's like that kind of falls on us to... Do you need to use the bathroom?
Do you need to use the bathroom?
I already did.
Oh, okay.
I'm hungry. I have a sweet craving.
I'm sure we can get some regular candy.
I want more mushroom candy.
I don't know. I think you just want the candy part of it. I don't think you want the more mushroom candy.
Why don't you... Is my shirt on backwards?
I didn't notice that. You're wearing it like a smock.
I didn't notice either. My hair looks good, though.
You do. Your hair looks like Mitzi Shore's hair. It's wild right now. And I don't know what that thing is on the side. You just like
what,
taped
this?
Off. Uh-huh. Your hair reminds me a lot of my mentor when I started in comedy.
Who is your mentor?
Her name is Mitzi, and she's an old Jewish lady.
Is she dead?
She's hella dead. Yeah.
What happened to her?
She just got old and had Parkinson's and just kind of faded away. She lived a good life. She did a lot of coke and she got fucked in the ass a bunch by a bunch of comedians. She had fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Mitzi Shore.
That's right. That's her last name.
Mitzi.